think part of it is we rush to judgment so quickly, Nick, in terms of the public and media. Let me be critical of my profession now when it comes to assessing what we think someone's career is going to be. And so when Michael Vick came out of college, we saw these extraordinary once-in-a-lifetime skills that people still haven't found a way to always connect to winning a football game. And I think what I was getting at is Michael Vick sometimes plays a whole lot better than his teammates. And maybe his teammates and maybe his coaches are not up to bringing the best out of him at all times. And I think there's some self-examination that has to go on in Atlanta about that. I also think it's difficult to coach him. That doesn't mean I'm agreeing with whoever City's a coach killer. It's difficult to coach him because we haven't seen that set of skills in a long time. And maybe you have all these factors, and maybe Michael isn't as receptive to some things as he ought to be. But I think to just sort of blanketly say Michael Vick is a disappointment is just sort of a lazy, you know, discussion. I think it's a much better discussion, a much smarter discussion, to try to figure out what we've got here. And maybe, Nick, maybe he's not going to be the great iconic quarterback we thought. Maybe he's going to have peaks and valleys, and we just have to live with it.